Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Did you see what Steve Kerr said yesterday before the game? Do you have a clip of that, Brian?
Since we left shoot around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough.
He captured everybody's emotion at that moment. And as you know, the numbers grew. The story became darker. But it wasn't about basketball at that moment. It was something we were all experiencing. Hey, every Wednesday we check in with Will Perdue, former Bulls player, current analyst for NBC Sports. It's sponsored by Calamos Investments. So, Will, what do you think of Steve's statement or speech about what he said?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate to play with Steve, and, you know, I know exactly what happened to his father, even though that was in a different country, and I know how close things like this really hit home with him. And, you know, I'm proud to say I'm a friend of his because of the fact that he's, you know, using his platform like that to take a stand. You know, I believe that there's a lot of truth, you know, to what he has to say and the approach that he's taking. I say this, you know, with a heavy heart, but I unfortunately, you know, live in Kentucky at times, you know, because my son just graduated from college, and that was, you know, a very joyous and proud moment. But it also is the state that Mitch McConnell comes from, and you heard Steve Kerr call him out directly, and something needs to be done. You know, the one thing, well, I'll take what Steve Kerr said as a step farther, is passing certain laws may not necessarily change that specific event or something like that, but I think it's going to make it a lot harder and more difficult for those type of things to happen. And that, and I think it's necessary, and I think it needs to be an urgent message that not only government, but just people like ourselves send to make the statement that it's, you know, that is unacceptable and it needs to change, and it needs to change immediately.
I was really happy that he pointed out it just wasn't important. Basketball was not important last night, but, you know, people are on to the next game today. Let's talk about the Celtics and the Miami Heat. My team, my guy, are they going to win?
Well, unfortunately, Lisa, I'm saying, make sure you listen to this correctly, I am saying that they're going to win tonight because the pattern has been every other game, one blowout after another. But the thing I didn't like about what I saw from Jimmy was I didn't see that explosiveness that he plays with. And I don't mean explosiveness meaning he's a high flyer, but his ability to get into the paint and then create space between him and a defender. He struggled to do that the last game. You know, remember he missed the second half of the previous game because of knee soreness. So I think there's a little more there than just soreness. And that, to me, is a problem. You know, we're going to wait and see who actually plays tonight. And then I feel like I can make a better determination because some of these guys are game time decisions. But the leader for the Miami Heat, and as you and I have talked about, is Jimmy Butler because of what he brings to this team from a toughness standpoint, from a mentality standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. And if he's not 100%, you know, even with or without Tyler Hero, who didn't play the last game, it's going to be very difficult. I'm not talking about this game. It's going to be very difficult for them to win this game, but I predict that they're going to win this game, but it's going to be very difficult for them to win this series.
So, Will, what do you make of this postseason so far in the NBA? Because we have had kind of a lot of lopsided victories and, frankly, a couple of boring clinkers here and there. Is it just the randomness of sport, or is there anything to look into there and why maybe it hasn't been an overly competitive postseason? I don't know if competitive is the right word, but we haven't had so many close games.
Well, there have been series that have been competitive. There have been games that have been competitive. But, you know, when we're, and I say we're, the fan is put in a position to where the average fan who doesn't watch a lot of NBA is watching this year. They're like, see, this is why I don't watch the NBA. The products is not, it's not good. I think we need to look into it. You know, they're playing every other day, and I think fatigue has something to do with it. We're seeing the injuries that we're not accustomed to, and I think that the league needs to address this. You know, the question is, Kevin, I just don't know how exactly you find out the answer. I mean, there's the eye test, there's scientific ways, but I don't know if even scientifically you can prove that something happens specifically because of the play-in game or because they're playing every other day. Because I know from a mentality standpoint, as a player, you look and enjoy playing every other day because it really helps you keep your rhythm.
And any other Bulls-related notes, Will? I know Zach underwent arthroscopic surgery on his left knee the other day in Los Angeles. The team says everything went well. If I have it correct, if he does re-sign with the Bulls, it's around 5 years, 200-plus. If he goes elsewhere, it's 4 years, just under 200. It just is the Bulls can offer him more than any other team. What's the latest there and how you're viewing the Bulls offseason?
That's a tough one because, you know, As I've mentioned earlier in our weekly conversations, DeMar was the best player on the team this past season. Now, Zach's injury had something to do with it, but that's also the experience that DeMar has in the playoffs. Zach is the face of the franchise. There's a difference there. So I think that is their number one priority. I don't know of a single player, quite honestly, that would pass up the difference in money between the 4-year deal and the 5-year deal. Especially one as young as Zach. I know an older player maybe that's, you know, been a little farther in the playoffs but hasn't gotten to the finals. But I will say this, because of the differentiation in money between a 4-year deal that the other teams can offer and the 5-year deal that the Bulls can offer, if he doesn't come back, that tells me that he doesn't think the team, the way it's constructed, could win. That's just what it says to me. But if I was a gambling man, I would say that he'll be back and he'll still be the face of the franchise next year.
Well, hopefully you'll be back with us next week. Thank you for joining us, Will.
Well, I look forward to it. And Lisa, hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed for your buddy Jimmy Butler and he feels good and they can win tonight.
That's what I'm hoping for, too. Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, brought to you by Calamos Investments.